The goal of the Affordable Care Act was to ensure more people at a lower cost. Affordability is still a moving target, but at least in Connecticut, the enrollment numbers are looking good. Standing in a storefront for Access Health CT in New Haven, Governor Daniel Malloy praised the work of the state's healthcare exchange.
This is a tremendous accomplishment and really a momentous milestone to have reached.
Officials say the total number of uninsured in the state is around 280,000 people, or around 8.6% of the state's population. But it's important to note that some of the 120,000 people now insured under Obamacare in the state may have had insurance before. Officials say they're trying to figure out how many of the newly enrolled are actually newly insured. Kevin Cunahan is the head of the state's exchange.
Indications so far are that at the end of that analysis will be the first time that we'll be able to announce that the uninsured level in our state will be below 8%. Have we got this nailed? Absolutely not, but we're making progress. And we're absolutely thrilled about this milestone today.
To celebrate what they say is the law's success, officials highlighted the experience of Julia Santos. Back in 2012, she had a heart attack and then an aneurysm. When she retired and went to get health insurance, she was denied because of that heart attack and aneurysm. But now, because Obamacare mandates that you can't be denied coverage because of a pre-existing condition, Santos is covered.
I don't have to be afraid if I have to go back to the hospital again. But my granddaughter told me, Grandma, you're not going back. But it's good to know that I have health insurance, and I do thank you.
Open enrollment for coverage this year ends March 31st. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.